we have a couple of local musicians in our studio this morning, Will and Becky Denton, and good morning to you guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, yeah. We're pretty excited to have you here. I got a call yesterday from Will, and he was telling me about something that's going to be coming up in St. Louis very, very soon.
Yeah.
You guys are going to be performing there. Will, tell us a little bit about this, because I heard Tom Petty, and that already piqued my interest.
Oh, sure, yeah. Who doesn't love Tom Petty? Well, okay, so the band is actually a group of my longtime friends from Nashville, Tennessee, guys I've been playing with and known for many years. It's called the Heart Shakers. We've been playing for about 3 years now, and it all started back in college. My buddy Ty Smith, who is a drummer like me, we were fast friends and always dreaming big dreams. But one thing about Ty, he looks exactly like Tom Petty.
Really?
I mean, he could be his love child, honestly. He really could. And even back in college, I was always joking with him, like, Ty, man, you've got to do a Tom Petty tribute someday, you know? And he's actually a really good singer. Like, Ty and I both kind of rose up through the ranks, and we went out on tours of people, but Ty's one of those drummers, kind of like Don Henley. He can play and sing. I'm more of a thrasher, just beat the daylights out of the drums, and I can barely breathe. But Ty, actually, he likes to sing and play. So he actually has a great voice, and when Tom Petty passed away, that kind of finally like cemented our desire to like, we got to do something finally. So the band is actually, again, it's called the Heart Shakers, and this will be our first Missouri performance. We're coming to the Old Rock House next Friday, the 9th of February, for a 2-hour set. And Becky's here today. I'm so thrilled because Becky has actually been singing with us as of late and does a very convincing Stevie Nicks. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Well, Becky, tell us about this. What kind of Stevie Nicks songs are you going to be doing with them?
Well, I've got a song that I had never heard before and when I first started singing, and it's a song that Tom wrote. And Stevie covered it in her shows, in her live shows. And but Tom also, he sings it. You might find it on YouTube. But it is driving. It's, I think, the shortest song in the set. So it goes by really fast. And I think this coming show will probably do Stop Dragging My Heart Around. So
nice.
I'll get to sing with Ty. I'm excited.
Yeah.
So, but yeah. Go ahead, Will.
Oh, and well, the other song she's talking about is called "I Need to Know." Yeah,
oh, yes.
And it is fast. It goes by really quickly, but she just kills it. And that's been a real joy for me to have her come aboard and be a part of all this. But some of the other guys that are involved in the band, I mean, honestly, it's kind of like a, you know, it's Tom Petty, so it's a rock and roll show, but it's kind of a country music who's who, to be honest. I feel real fortunate to get to play with these guys. But the bass player is Mark Childers. He's Carrie Underwood's bass player and musical director. The guitar player is my friend Greg Hagen. He is Leanne Rimes' guitar player and musical director. We have Jonathan Hamby on keys. Guess what? He's a musical director as well for Amy Grant. And then there's me, who can barely count to four over and over. But
oh, yeah. Come on.
No, but it's a great show, and not only do we do some Stevie Nicks covers, but the cool thing about it is there are so many other songs connected to Tom Petty and his band, especially Mike Campbell, his guitar player. They wrote a lot of songs for other people, and we have we're fortunate to have a great vocalist and our guitar player as well, Greg Hagen, and we play some other songs from the Tom Petty universe, if you will, that a lot of people don't know were connected to him, and they're very pleasantly surprised when we bust them out in concert. It's a lot of fun. It's a high energy show, and again, the problem for a show like this is we're going to play 2 hours, but there's easily, you know, more than 2 hours worth of hits from Tom Petty. We have trouble deciding just which great songs are we going to play. But start to finish, it's songs, you know, there might be a few like little lesser known cuts just thrown in there for interest, but through and through, it's a classic Tom Petty show, and I just love doing it. We're having a blast.
Now, Tom Petty was one of the Traveling Wilburys. Do you have any
yes.
tributes to the Traveling
the
Wilburys?
Last night.
Yeah, we will play a Traveling Wilbury song. I mean, we kind of go the whole gamut. We try to cover all the bases of all things Petty, and it's a lot of fun.
That's going to be exciting. Where can people get their tickets at ahead of time, or can they get them at the door as well?
Yeah, the website where you can buy tickets, the venue is, again, it's the Old Rock House down in downtown St. Louis. The website is simply oldrockhouse.com, and tickets are, I think, $15 in advance. You can get a four-pack for $10 a piece, and then day of show, they're $20 at the door. So.
All right. Well, this is going to be super exciting. We are glad that you came in to tell us about this morning. Hope you guys have a lot of people there. I know you're going to have a lot of fun.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Matt.
Yeah, thank you guys so much. We always appreciate talking to you, our local musicians, Will and Becky Denton, in this morning.